Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-50s, wind gust at 40. Tonight, cloudy early, then clearing skies in the upper 20s with wind gust at 25. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the mid-20s. As we head into Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. Thursday night, mostly clear, we'll see lows around 40. Right now, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Kansas legislators are working on a plan for setting aside potentially several hundred million dollars in federal COVID-19 relief funds to pay businesses harmed by restrictions aimed at slowing the virus's spread. The State Senate Judiciary Committee is considering a bill that would set up state and local funds to pay claims from businesses that either were shut down or had their operations curtailed by state restrictions. One attorney who is representing a Wichita fitness studios owner who is suing the state says the money available could reach $540 million. Elsewhere this morning, Kansas medical marijuana supporters have found support from some conservative Republican legislators, which allows a proposal to advance after weeks of deliberations. Some Republicans say they've been motivated by conservative neighbors, Missouri and Oklahoma, legalizing the medical use of marijuana. Others say many of their constituents support it. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Southwest Kansas News, a 33-year-old man died after losing control of his motorcycle and crashing in Ford County. The accident happened around 3:30 Sunday afternoon on U.S. Highway 283 south of Dodge City. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 33-year-old Gilbert Gallegos attempted to pass a vehicle and laid the Harley-Davidson down that he was riding. Gallegos of Dodge City died at the scene. The patrol's online crash log indicates that he was not wearing a helmet. Kansas medical marijuana supporters found support from some conservative Republican legislators, allowing a proposal to advance after weeks of deliberations. Some Republicans say they've been motivated by conservative neighbors Missouri and Oklahoma, legalizing the medical use of marijuana through ballot initiatives. Others say many of their constituents support the measure. The State Affairs Committee yesterday approved the bill 13-8, sending it to the full House. And although the winds have switched to the north and it's cooler today, there's still a high fire danger in Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Nebraska's soon-to-open casinos would have to display human trafficking information on posters under a bill advanced by state lawmakers. Lawmakers gave first-round approval to the measure, which seeks to help human trafficking victims. Nebraska already mandates posters in rest stops and strip clubs, both places that advocates have identified as spots where human trafficking might take place. Here's a strange. A Nebraska man could face several charges after allegedly driving his friend to a hospital in the bucket of a front-end loader. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports the 32-year-old suspect allegedly stole the front-end loader and showed up at a Lincoln hospital Friday night with a 40-year-old man riding in the bucket. The man told police he did it because the man was injured. Police arrested the driver of the front-end loader on suspicion of felony theft, fourth offense, driving under the influence, and driving with a revoked license. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard from the Public Works Administrator that the Haug Bridge in Lincoln Township should be complete in a couple of weeks. They'll move on to a bridge north of Oquito. The Swanson Bridge in Rock Township is progressing as well and should be complete, weather permitting, in a couple of weeks as well. The department closed a bridge in Walnut Township on Navajo Road. This had finally gotten to the point of needing to close for repairs. After finishing the Rock Township Bridge, they'll move back to the Walnut Township Bridge. Repairs should not take long. A landfill has been closed Saturdays this past year due to COVID. A motion passed to reopen the landfill the first Saturday each month, beginning April 3rd, from 8 until 2. The landfill will close at noon Friday, April 9th, for installation of a new scale. County Councilor Jason Brenniger reported he had a lengthy conversation with Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John regarding a grant application to develop 11th Terrace and Business Park infrastructure. The city is aware it's a platted street, and any future maintenance and upkeep would be the responsibility of a city. City of Marysville, at their last council meeting, opted not to sign on as a co-sponsor for a Kansas Department of Transportation grant application that could fund 80% of the costs. Brenniger is still sorting through information on the Attorney General's letter on a coma complaint and hopes to have something to bring back to the board soon. Representatives with the Home Sewer District met to discuss the possibility of refinancing the remainder of the balance of a 4.75% loan of a district. A few options to consider. Interest rates could be 1.5% to 2% for a 20-year period. There are typically three options: public sale, local bank funding, or roll together with other county projects. Commissioners feel the first step is to check with local banks and see if there's interest in purchasing the remainder loan and what type of interest rates available. The next step would be to put the loan up for public sale. Becky Dunlap of Axtell shared information regarding the Convention of States in reference to Article 5 of the Constitution. This nonpartisan movement has 15 states that have passed, with 20 states pending legislation. Kansas has a bill coming out of Senate subcommittee. Dunlap was asking the board if they would sign a resolution in support. She was asked how many other counties in Kansas have done this and will return with that information. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes asked the board for permission to close the health department Friday, April 9th, following the COVID booster vaccination clinic April 8th, with an expected 11,170 vaccines. This was approved. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. At the Nemahal County Commissioners' meeting, Jim Wilsoncroft rose to speak about recent land valuation increases. He suggested looking into purchasing used equipment in the future before buying new equipment for the Road and Bridge Department. Commissioners asked the county attorney to do some research regarding moving from a county township road unit system to a county road unit system in Nemahal County. And they also asked the attorney to speak with representatives from BG Consultants about their contract with the county for construction of a new senior center transit facility. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week discussed adding an additional half mile of overlay onto the pavers contract to meet Juniper and First Road. It was decided that further inspection of the roads needed on that and also the Pickerel West Road. The item to approve or disapprove will be on the April 7th agenda. Law Enforcement and Management Committee heard last week the COVID positivity rate remains 24%. The age to register for vaccinations with Beatrice Community Hospital is now extended to those ages 50 to 64. Building and Grounds heard a proposal for refinishing the last section on the south side of the courthouse. An attached structure on the north side is deteriorating and needs to be removed from the courthouse building.
Judith Judy A. Garten, age 77, of Diller, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Inurnment at a later date in the Prairie Home Cemetery near Diller. Registration book Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Judy Garten. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Polish dogs, seasoned mashed potatoes, kraut, peas, and applesauce. Tomorrow, chicken Alfredo, garlic bread, salad, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Spring is here and it's time to grow something. Contact your favorite Good Shepherd Lutheran School student to get your plants. It's the GSLS Annual Plant Sale. Get all your garden favorites from Janet's Jungle. You can feel good about supporting local education and independent greenhouses while making your yard look great with the Good Shepherd Lutheran School Plant Sale. Order from students or janetsjungle.com through March 30th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this low pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest, still bringing some gusty winds out there. As this continues to push off towards the east, this cold front will continue to push off towards the east. Behind this system, we're definitely seeing some chillier temperatures than what we saw yesterday. The good news is those winds will start to die down as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see dry weather all the way through the end of the week, and then we'll start to see some warmer temperatures as we head towards Friday and into the weekend. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour, then decreasing. Tonight, cloudy early, then clearing skies in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the mid-20s. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 60s. That's your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late March, 62, record high on this date, 88. The average low 35 and the record low was 16. Sunrise this morning 7:14, sunset this evening 7:49. Winds indeed shifted overnight, ushering in cooler temperatures. It's 43 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 30th of March. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
No need to bother Batman. Matt Smith will handle your bat problem. If you have bats nesting in your home, now is the time to get them relocated. Call Matt at 713-9088 to get them moved professionally. Bats may be great for the local ecosystem, but they're not so great for your home or health. Take care of the issue now. Call Matt today, 713-9088. Again, that's Matt at 713-9088. Don't wait until it's too late.
A controversial finish in the Elite Eight and one team's long return to the Final Four. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The Lady Bears were down by one with 5 seconds remaining in their Elite Eight match against UConn, but Baylor's final play was controversial.
Here's Carrington, goes left, down the left side of the lane, forces one up, no. Williams rebounds, protects UConn with 0.4 seconds left.
The call on Learfield IMG College. UConn survives 69-67 and heads to its 13th consecutive Final Four appearance in the women's tourney. Baylor head coach Kim Mulkey.
What did you see?
I was surprised they didn't call a foul.
Then write it like that. You don't need a quote from me. I've got steel shots and video from two angles. One kid hits her in the face, and one kid hits her on the elbow.
Arizona also punched its ticket to the Final Four, outlasting Indiana 66-53. NCAA men's tournament action. Baylor beat Arkansas to make its first Final Four appearance in 71 years.
A trapped out front, get it to Vital down in the left corner. Picks up his dribble, whips it to Teague, right side, drives inside, little floater right of the lane, high of the glass. No, oh, it's fallen in by at Vital.
The call on Westwood won. The Bears win it 81-72. Houston ended Oregon State's Cinderella run 67-61. To the NBA, the Clippers rallied without Paul George to shut down Giannis and the Bucks.
Spinning towards his left to the dotted line. Fadeaway jumper. Oh! Kawhi Leonard drizzles in two more.
The call on KLAC. LA wins it 129-105. Kawhi Leonard finished with 23 points, 9 boards, and 8 assists. LA wins it 6 straight. James Harden keeps making his case to be this year's MVP, racking up a 38-point triple-double and leading the Nets to a win over the T-Wolves.
Harden gets it, finds Johnson, left corner to Brown, works along the baseline, draws a crowd, out to Harden. 3 straight on is good for James Harden.
The call on WFAN, Brooklyn wins 112-107. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Consumers plan to spend an average of $179.70 this Easter. That's the highest figure on record, according to a survey by the National Retail Federation. A total of 79% of Americans will celebrate the holiday and spend a collective $21.6 billion, down slightly from last year's pre-pandemic forecast of $21.7 billion. The Federation's president, CEO Matthew Shea, said there's a lot of momentum heading into the spring and holiday events like Easter. That momentum fueled by a positive trend in vaccinations, growing consumer confidence. Easter gifts, food, candy, the biggest drivers of growth. Consumers plan to spend an average of $31.06 on gifts, $52.50 on food, $25.22 on candy. As more and more individuals become vaccinated, consumers plan to celebrate in ways they may have missed last year due to COVID-19. Consumers plan to celebrate by cooking a holiday meal, visiting family and friends, and playing an Easter egg hunt, or attending church. Ag Secretary Vilsack stated Mexico's ban on imported genetically modified corn would apply to human food products, not livestock feed. Well, that's the understanding revealed following recent talks between Vilsack and his Mexican counterpart. Vilsack said limiting the ban is a relief for U.S. farmers, saying it's not going to have a great impact as it would if everything all at once happened now. Vilsack said U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai has agreed with the plan to Mexico that there is a process under the USMCA for raising such issues. Late last year, Mexico published an executive order seeking to ban the use of GMO corn for human consumption, but did not define the products included in that ban. Mexico pledged to substitute imports of GMO corn with local production by 2024, as Mexico imported around 16 million metric tons of mostly GMO corn in 2020. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special cow sale Wednesday, March 31st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, followed by the cow calf pairs, the fall bred heifers, and then the fall calving cows. First calf heifers include 150 choice reputation black white face, red Angus. First calf heifer pairs, they'll have 30 to 45 day old calves beside, plus 125 black cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll have fancy calves beside. We will have 100 black and sim Angus fall bred first calf heifers, and 650 black and red Angus fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. They'll be coming from 4 dispersals. These cows are bred to high-quality Angus, red Angus, and Charley bulls for late August through October calving. Also offered will be 60 Angus replacement heifers. For more information on the special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, March 31st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From Mid-America Ag Network, this is the Larry Stecklein Report.
What kind of demand are we going to have from the Chinese this year for our grain? Well, it was shown a few days ago that they still want some. They bought some of the biggest cargoes that we've ever sold them. And the problem is, though, they haven't shipped all of it. 40% is all they've shipped. Sometimes they like to turn things back to us. I hope that isn't the case this time. Let's put that over here and not worry about it right now. In the meantime, let's see why they need our grain so badly. The first thing that I find out, and it worries me about the future of how much grain they're going to need, because swine fever is back, friends. It's putting new strains on China's efforts to rebuild their herds. Now, they've been building back, but here it comes again. It's killing more and more Chinese pigs every day. 3 to 5% a month since December has been dying. For those of you who don't know, African swine fever is not harmless to humans. We don't have to worry about that. But we're worried about them needing grain for pigs they don't have. And so consequently, upward side, starting to slide back down. I think they're going to slide some more. If things like that don't improve, number one. And number two, Allendale's acreage survey. That's something we'll talk about on the next Stackline report, but my goodness, we farmers are good at planting. We're going to plant ourselves right into lower prices, I'll guarantee you. Stay tuned for the next Stackline report.
Looking for a truck? Well, buckle up for Ford Truck Month at Rusty Eck Ford.
Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP on every new 2020 and 2021 Ford F-150, Expedition, Explorer, and more in stock. It's Ford Truck Month at Rusty Eck Ford. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, and more. It's Ford Truck Month at Rusty Eck Ford, with the largest F-150 inventory in Wichita and repeat winner of Ford's President's Award.
If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Get your next truck at Rusty Eck Ford. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select and stock vehicles with proof credit for Ford credit plus tax and fees. Example, 2020 F-150 stock number 221173. MSRP 53605. Rusty Eck discount $5,500. Alternative factory cash rebate $5,500. Sale price $42,605. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credits. 0% APR for 72 months and $16.67 per month for $1,000 financed. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire 3/31/21.
Does your pasta water go straight down the drain after boiling noodles? You may want to reconsider. We tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 30th, the 89th day of the year. Musician Eric Clapton has a birthday, and painter Vincent van Gogh was born on this day in 1853. After boiling pasta, that murky water left in the pan shouldn't go down the drain. Some people consider it liquid gold. The mineral content makes it ideal for watering flowers and houseplants, after it's cooled, of course. Professional kitchens steam vegetables over pasta water, and it'll work at home, too. The extract from pasta starch is a natural detergent, so you can use it for cleaning up. And we've heard some people swear by it to treat damaged hair. Soaking your hair in pasta water before shampooing is said to leave it beautifully smooth and shiny. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more online, visit us at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 43 degrees, wind shift to the north. Still a red flag warning issued today. Windy conditions, dry conditions forecast. Cooler high temperature today, only into the 50s.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Houston overcame a blown 17-point lead to hold off Oregon State 67-61 last night in the NCAA tournament, reaching the Final Four for the first time in 37 years. Baylor also advanced, so Final Four action will see Houston and Baylor this weekend. Elite Eight on tap for today. Number 1 seed Gonzaga will take on number 6 seed USC and number 1 seed Michigan versus number 11 seed UCLA. Card games, carpools, and eating at restaurants may be back in the major leagues later this season. Trips to church and sponsor events may return too. Mask use would be dropped from the dugouts and bullpens, and electronic tracing devices would be eliminated when 85% of major league players and primary field staff are vaccinated against the coronavirus. Major League Baseball and the Players Association sent out a 3-page memo yesterday. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
She's got Brazilian leather boots on the pedal of her German car. Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here.
Friday morning, but a tear I couldn't find.
showed me how I'm supposed to live, and now you showed me how to die. I was lost till Sunday morning. I woke up to face my fear. While writing you this goodbye song, I found a tear. I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I'd do it all again. So play it sweet in heaven, 'cause that's right where you wanna be. I'm not crying 'cause I feel so sorry for you, crying for me. I got up and dialed your number, and your voice came on the line with that old familiar message I'd heard a thousand times. It just said, sorry that I missed you, leave a message and God bless. I know you think I'm crazy, but I had to hear your voice, I guess. I'm gonna miss that smile. Miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I'd do it all again. So play it sweet in heaven, 'cause that's right where you wanna be. I'm not crying 'cause I feel so sorry for you, crying for me. That smile, I'm gonna miss you, my.